Now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, former University of Georgia head football coach and College Football Hall of Fame inductee Jim Donnan joins Press Row. This segment of Press Row is presented by Kia of Chattanooga. Test drive your dream vehicle today at 2136 Chapman Road. Kia of Chattanooga.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. And it is a pleasure, as always, on Thursdays during the 4 o'clock hour to welcome in the College Football Hall of Famer, Jim Donnan, the former Oklahoma offensive coordinator, former NC State quarterback before that. Of course, coached Marshall to a national championship, coached the Georgia Bulldogs to 4 consecutive bowl victories. In our weekly fun brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga, 2136 Chapman Road, 423-855-1022. Souls, Optimas, Sorrentos, Sportages, Tellurides, whatever you need, they have it. Good-looking sedans, good-looking SUVs, and they will take care of you at Kia of Chattanooga. Coach, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. Just ready to talk a little ball here, guys.
All right, well, let's start with the biggie, the primetime game, Alabama-Georgia. Going into it, we knew Alabama had a really good offense. We knew Georgia had a really good defense. What about that game surprised you most?
Yeah, more than anything, surprised at how effective their passing was. I knew they'd be able to throw the football off, but that kind of consistency and accuracy. You know, they targeted eight receivers 20 times and hit. And we knew they weren't going to put a lot of pressure on them. For the most part, they protected, they kept an extra tight end, extra back end, and hard to get to that. That's the way they play. They have a well-considered team. And I knew we could probably do pretty good with the kicking, which had, you know, a lot of return yards. And offensively.
Hey, Coach, real quick, I don't mean to interrupt, but your phone has been cutting in and out. Are you at a different spot this week than you normally are?
No, I'm in the same spot. Can you hear me better?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, let's see how this works.
Yeah, I'm in the same place. I don't know. But anyhow, I thought the offense really overachieved in the first half and pretty much underachieved in the second. So, you know, the main thing is Alabama's really good on offense, marginal to be a national champion on defense, and they got a really good overall team. Now you got to keep error free to have a chance to beat them.
All right. I think we saw a common theme last weekend, Coach. I don't know if you agree or not, but in the two noon games, Auburn losing to South Carolina, Tennessee losing to Kentucky, and then Georgia losing at Alabama that night, I think in all three cases – I think there was a little bit of an abandoning of the run a little bit too early. I thought Georgia was very effective running the ball on Alabama in that first half, but when Bama hit the big play to go up 27-24, it seemed like they put a lot of pressure on Bennett, and of course I thought Auburn was ridiculous. I mean, they're up 16-7 running the ball, and how you throw Bo Nix 47 times and only give Bigsby 16 carries, I thought that plagued them. And same to a degree with Tennessee. I know that Tennessee, you know, once Kentucky took that 24-7 lead, I mean, that's putting you down multiple scores, obviously. But, again, I just thought passing – it seemed like a lot of teams just really relied on the passing game and it got himself in trouble and didn't give their running game enough of a shot.
Well, in case of Alabama, they stayed with the passing game and ran the ball. That's when the guy got all his yards, you know, and he only had about 50 yards going in the second half. But I think in our case, we were just we went into the game knowing we'd have to throw, and we're pretty successful in the first half. And then the second half got behind, and, you know, you can always second-guess everything. But as far as Auburn, they're just kind of a helter-skelter offense right now. I don't know what they're trying to do. And then, you know, Tennessee, when you get those two picks, it's in a bind. But it's easy to talk about running game and going backwards and things like that. But you make a good point for sure. But we'll just have to see how all about this week.
You know, I actually think one of the prime examples is when you got your win over Florida in 97. I thought, you know, you had Robert Edwards doing good things for you. They had Fred Taylor. And I think when you went ahead, I guess it was in that third quarter, I always thought that Spurrier panicked a little bit in that game and started throwing too much, and y'all were ready for it.
I don't know about that. I figured we had to run because we had three turnovers. We could throw the ball to our team at all. So, but, you know, every game you can scrutinize, that's for sure. And when a good team is playing another good team and you feel like your chances are running away, sometimes you take some chances you wouldn't normally take, that's for sure.
You know, when you go back to the very first week of the season and Georgia goes out to Arkansas and is losing for a lot of that game and the world was coming to an end in the Peach State, and now you look and Arkansas is sitting there 2-2 and should be 3-1 had they ruled that Bo Nix spike correctly. Is Sam Pittman just your signed, sealed, and delivered SEC Coach of the Year, and how much has that surprised you?
Yeah, for October, for sure he is, but he's got six more games, and they got a tough road to hoe, and I don't really think, you know, their wins are certainly good compared to hadn't had any, but, you know, we'll just have to see, but right now he's definitely doing a terrific job, and there's a lot of good coaching going on. I mean, both ways, you know, offense, defense. But I think Sam's really got those guys believing they got a shot, and they're counting on these lesser teams beating themselves, and that's what happened in the two games that they won.
Grantham, Pelini, Chad Morris, good coaching going on?
No, I didn't want to get that three months. You know, certainly I wouldn't put Pelini in with those other two. He's had a whole lot more success in his career than those two, but certainly there's a lot of problems going on with both all those teams on defense and offense. But you know, I think the over unders, how many more games is Gus going to let him call before he takes back over?
Yeah. You're listening to Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer, and our weekly fun brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga.
All right, I'm gonna tee it up even further, Coach. Which is a bigger indictment of Chad Morris, how bad Auburn's offense has been or how good Arkansas has been?
I think you'd go 50-50 on that. I mean, I think part of the problem with Auburn, certainly offensive line turnovers, but he's had a history of at SMU and at Arkansas of just not really having a very solidified offense down after down, you know. So I think the main thing here is that, like I said, Coach Pittman really gotten those kids believing, and they're not beating themselves, and they're really playing inspired football.
All right, you're the Hall of Famer. You coached for decades upon decades. What is Mark Stoops doing in Lexington that us, the average football fan, I mean, we watch all the games and stuff. What is he doing that we may not realize that has made Kentucky this tough and so much better than the Kentucky of a generation ago?
Well, number one, they're recruiting better athletes. I mean, they're doing a good job of going into Ohio and getting some players. I always felt like Kentucky could get some players out of Ohio, and that's what they've been able to do. And, you know, they're playing smart football for the most part, but in the case of first couple games, you know, had some inexplicable mistakes. But, you know, I think he's just a very good defensive coach and having a good running game. And if they can get their passing game going, you know, they're a real threat to Georgia and Florida, I think, this year. I mean, they're a lot more experienced team than most teams coming back. So just two tough losses for them, or they'd be right in the thick of things.
You're listening to Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer, and our weekly fun brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. Coach, it's a strange, strange world that we're in this year. There's no question about that. And you think about, you know, if you go back to, like, the year after you coached Georgia in your final year there in 2000, and in 2001, we obviously had 9/11. And you had some, you know, those games that Saturday were canceled. And so you had some teams that actually went from, like, September 8th to September 29th without playing if they had a bye, you know, or an open date on that 22nd or whatever, but they were still practicing. I mean, you look at Florida right now. I mean, they start their season. There's a COVID outbreak. They don't play last week. They don't play this week. They're not even practicing this week, and their building isn't even open until next Monday. How much do you think that'll affect Florida this year, just taking an absolute hiatus from everything in the middle of a season?
Well, you know, you got to deal with what you're dealt with. And in this case, I can't certainly project it, but the one thing they can do is they can be really self-reflective on their defense and try to find some better ways to stop people. That they can still watch the tape and all that without being in the building the way these people set up your tape and all your own computer and everything. But certainly Florida's got some issues on defense, and I think we're going to see throughout the season, they're just going to see more and more of these teams that are unable to play. And I thought it was a good move by the SEC altering the schedule where they can at least have some backup if in case they have some more teams cancel out. But we'll see it a lot around the whole United States, that's for sure.
All right, Coach, in the ACC, or Clemson's playground, they go to Georgia Tech and win 73-7, and then they turn around and they're a 46-point favorite over Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last time they went up there, it was a tough game, but Syracuse going backwards as far as their personnel, I don't know if they can cover that because they'll let a lot of those other guys play. But, you know, this is a team that's already beaten Miami, who's a real threat to them as far as the ACC. I wouldn't say real threat, but at least had a competitive team. You know, I don't know who else is going to really get after. Maybe North Carolina, maybe Notre Dame. We'll see. Notre Dame's going to have to get an offense. But if you just look at the prototype that Dabo has, it's the same M.O. that all these Alabama teams, really good field guys, a great quarterback, and their defense to me is a lot different than Alabama. So I think they're –
Tell you what, we'll try to hook up with him and get a better connection with him if we can.
It was break time.
It was. It was right
half
on
time.
It. It was right on it. We'll be back with the College Football Hall of Famer. And our this segment has been brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. We'll visit with Jim Donnan and catch up on this week's games in just a moment.
This segment of Press Row has been brought to you by Kia of Chattanooga. Award-winning vehicles and courteous, honest service. Kia of Chattanooga.
From the Mermaid Mattress Traffic Center, better mattress, better price, better sleep, better life. Our life right now as we approach the drive at 5 is again.
Football coach and college football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan is back on Press Row. Presented by Kia of Cleveland. Browse Kia's award-winning lineup of vehicles at KiaofCleveland.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show as we welcome back the College Football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan in our weekly fun brought to you by Kia of Cleveland, 2492 South Lee Highway, 423-693-0505. Whether it's a Telluride, a Sportage, a Sorento, an Optima, or a Soul, or others, Kia of Cleveland can take care of you. They will hook you up with great deals. These are beautiful sedans, beautiful SUVs, and everything in between. Kia of Cleveland has it all. All right, as we welcome you back in, Coach, I will ask you one more about last weekend. FSU and UNC, you coached at both of them. That was kind of a wild one.
Yeah, I thought going into the game, Mac Brown was worried about FSU putting it together, and then Florida State did what they had to do, and then a really rapid comeback by UNC, but they couldn't finish the deal. But just goes to show you what it's all about in the ACC. Everybody's kind of knocking each other around except for Clemson.
All right, let's talk, because we had a couple of conversations about this in the first hour. It is Alabama-Tennessee week, and this used to be just a huge, huge rivalry. Nick Saban is now 13-0 in this rivalry with 11 double-digit wins. I guess I want to take you back to when you took over at Georgia, because Florida just absolutely had the upper hand. I guess the two years before you got there were those two on-campus games where Florida won 52-14 and 52-17. And your first year didn't go much better, losing 47-7. And, of course, you beat them your second year, but – what do you remember kind of about the Georgia fan base, and was there, I mean, were they demoralized? I mean, Florida was just not only winning, but winning handily like Alabama's doing to Tennessee right now.
Do you really think that these fans give a rat's ass about what I think about us in Florida? Come on. I mean, really, maybe the question's good better than I think it is, but I think you can't do anything about what happened in the past. Pruitt wasn't there when they first started out. I wasn't here when Goff was here. All you can do is coach your team up and understand you got to get good players. That's what you got to do to have a shot against Alabama. And I think that's what Kirby has done, and at least it's competitive. You still got to see the same thing with Pruitt. They did a fairly good job against them last year, but I don't know about the fan base. I don't get too caught up in what they think, because that'll drive you crazy.
What about your kids in the locker room? How much mental adjusting did you have to do that first year and then the second year? What kind of – did they treat the – could you tell – could you look at them and tell that the Florida game's different from any other game because it's been so long since we beat them?
Well, you know, the only thing, these kids, they weren't there, but – 2 or 3 years, they weren't there 10 years. So they don't even, some of our kids didn't know who Herschel Walker was. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't think kids get so caught up in all that stuff as the media and the fans. But the main thing we tried to get our team was feel like we had a chance every time we went out there. And the first year we didn't look like it, but from then on we did. So I think it's just a case of the psyche of the kids are hard to confuse. You can't really BS them on things. You got to make them feel like they got a shot, and coach them up and train them to handle what the other team's doing. And I guarantee you, Tennessee will be well prepared for Alabama. They'll move the ball on them and they'll get some plays on them. But the biggest thing for them is how they're going to stop Alabama. That's the biggest question.
Of course, if that's the biggest question, I think the second biggest question is who's going to do the moving of the ball for Tennessee. Jarrett Garantano, of course, threw two pick sixes the other day. JT Shrout came in and got picked off, and then they put Garantano back in. And then, of course, the true freshman from the Atlanta area, Harrison Bailey, came in and finished out most of the fourth quarter. What do you think Tennessee looks like at quarterback on Saturday?
The only thing I know is Garantano got him 8 wins, and then he's had 2 horrific halves, the last half against us and the first half against Kentucky, but, you know, he's got to share that with the players, too, because they didn't give him any protection. I really didn't study Kentucky film at all, but certainly Harrison Bailey's got a good background in high school and has a kind of a, you know, everybody's golden boy when you hadn't played. But I know this, Jim Chaney is a coordinator, and he didn't recruit him at Georgia, but they recruited him at Tennessee, so I don't know how that's going, so I don't know what that marriage is all about, but I'm sure Chaney's coaching him up.
You're listening to the College Football Hall of Famer Jim Donnan in our weekly segment brought to you by Kia of Cleveland.
Can you explain in a million years with your Hall of Fame pedigree how in the world Auburn is favored at Ole Miss after what we've seen through a month?
Have you seen Ole Miss's defense?
Well, there's a fair exclamation to the explanation there, but I've also – if you've got a defensive line that gets no pressure, an offensive line that blocks nobody – I think that's a push.
Well, it is, but the other team threw six picks last week, too, so you never know. I mean, that's why those guys are making money, and, man, you're talking about it. But I feel like Auburn's going to win the game if they play. If they take, they got better players, and they should win. But, you know, as far as the point spread, I don't know about that. But I think Auburn certainly, if they would line up, man, the ball to Bixby and that, what's the other kid's name, Shivers or –
Shivers.
Is he supposed to be back?
Yes, sir. He's supposed to be back, and DJ Williams isn't bad, but I don't know if they can stay with it. Could you feel – I mean, you had way more success, so this didn't happen all that often with you. Could you feel these type of make-or-break moments because Auburn loses this one with what they've got left? I mean, this is like the fork-in-the-road type of moment, for at least for this season.
Well,
and I know this season's –
Well, they've had those forks the last three or four years, and they always seem to take the right fork. So we'll see. But definitely I can see Auburn changing their pulse a little bit like they did yet last week and started out with the run. I think they'll be patient, stay with the run, and not give anything explosive to Ole Miss, that they'll have a really good shot of beating them.
Now, is there anything – that out of the Big Ten that you want to see this weekend?
Just line up and play. I mean, they still got time to call these games off. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen, but I'm looking forward to seeing Justin Fields and seeing what kind of quarterback this Milton guy is for Michigan, and is Minnesota for real? It's supposed to be pretty cold up there, too. You know, Penn State's had all these guys opt out. Wisconsin's lost a lot of players. Is Northwestern going to step back and play after being a good team one year and a bad team the next? You know, just a lot of storylines, but I'm glad at least they're playing. Got some more games to watch.
And some more games to pick.
That's for sure. I mean, I don't know what your guys' picks are because I didn't see them today, but somebody forgot to send them to me. But, but I will say that I like Kentucky against – I think Kentucky's really playing good football. I don't know that this Missouri team is quite as good as their record. You know, I think that's one that I would pick for sure. And then I would take Clemson in the first half against it's 28, I think. I'd take Clemson in the first half against Syracuse.
I like both of those, Coach. I am on Kentucky.
Who's your pick? Who did you pick for your pick so I'll know?
I took Kentucky and laid the 5.5. I like Rice and lay the 3 against MTSU because I think MTSU's dreadful. I was tempted by Clemson and I was tempted by Bama because I don't see how Tennessee's going to stay on the field with them. But
yeah, you know, that's just a lot of points. But,
it is.
Bama 11.5 in the first half is pretty good too. But people don't bet first half on the radio, so.
I'm on Minnesota Michigan under the 55.5 because I think they're gonna mess around and be 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah, but they'll plow that off. We'll see what happens. But anyhow, I think. lot of things going to happen here over the next couple of weeks. We're going to find out, you know, if everybody can keep playing, and, you know, but I just hope everybody continue to be safe and take care of each other, and hopefully we can get this football in. But football is so immaterial compared to the grand scheme of things, but we sure like talking about it.
Hey, let me ask you something. If you've got football on tonight or a presidential debate, what you watching?
Well, I'm not really sure which one I'm going to watch. I'm going to tape one of them. So, but there's not. It's got Appalachians playing. Playing
Arkansas State.
Arkansas State, and I'm looking to see who Arkansas State's new defensive coordinator is. They let their coach go, kind of like what Pruitt did. And then the pro game. I'm not sure which one of those will be, but. But I'm definitely going to have my mute button on tonight, Joe.
Coach, great stuff as always. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll chat next Thursday.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. I hope you can hear me better this second half. But,
you're basically a good guy, so we'll bring you back.
All right, but I appreciate all the Key of Cleveland and Key of Chattanooga do for this show, and I hope people – it'll be a nice weekend. Be a good chance to go out there and get some good deals. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Jim Donnan, the College Football Hall of Famer, back with more Press Row.
This segment of Press Row has been made possible by Kia of Cleveland, where they can help with any automotive needs you may have. 2492 South Lee Highway, Kia of Cleveland.